The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Test, 1, 2. Test your mic.
Test.
Talk up.
Stop doing it. You just say the things that you think you're supposed to say at the beginning, right?
No,
I mean, you're like, that's how we start, test, test. And then if I say test, no matter how I say it, you go, speak up, because you think that's...
I'm just trying to get a sound level. I'm trying to get sound levels. Sound levels, that's what you do. When you have sound levels, then you can see... I could see the sound levels because I got the board in front of me, the computer. So I know when the green...
Right. What if I had the board in front of me? Would that... kill you?
Yes, you wouldn't know what to do. You wouldn't know what to do. Just like today. Today you did everything wrong that you asked me about.
What are you talking about?
I'll tell you. Okay.
Oh brother, here we go.
One, she was going down the shore today. Her family is here, her mom and her sister, and she was taking Raina to the down the shore. And
yeah, and you make it sound like I left my mom and my sister at home.
No, and Raina, you went by yourself. No, she took everybody down. And first, she called me for directions. I couldn't have been any clearer.
Okay, but I didn't remember. That's all.
Clearer.
That's all that happened. I didn't remember.
No,
you get so frustrated.
Any clearer? Because like these are places. I'm not. I swear to God.
I don't have inner GPS. I don't know where I'm going.
She's been driving these places for 10 years. 9 years.
I thought that's how I went, but I wasn't sure.
Okay, but then she said, you have a lawn chair. I said, in the basement, in the basement, walk in.
I just got attacked by a bug.
Look at.
Okay.
In the, a lawn chair, in the basement.
A lawn chair that I buy.
That you bought me for my birthday. Okay.
A couple years ago.
No, last year.
Was it last year?
It was last year.
Oh.
You bought me a lawn chair. You probably
so you don't want another one. I guess
you go
for
to
this birthday
to Walgreens and get it or
Target.
Walmart. Target. And I said, walk into the basement, our storage unit, which is very big. Right to the left as you walk.
Why did you add that part?
Right to the left as you walk in.
Why did you add it's very big?
So in case you think you could have misplaced, you know, not saw it.
Well, very big would make it even harder to find.
Well, but what I'm saying is, I go walk in, right to the left of my golf.
But saying very big is not, that doesn't help your
for
argument.
A storage bin.
But it doesn't help your
storage
argument.
Storage unit, not a bin, a unit.
I know, but it doesn't help your argument. I don't see how
that
helps
your argument.
Argument. Okay.
I'm just saying, I said, once you walk in the door, right to the left of my golf clubs, and next to it is the lawn chair behind... you know, a band, elastic band, you know, one of those straps. Right as you walk in, right to the left, right there. You don't even have to go into the, matter of fact, into the storage unit. You could open the door and it's right there.
What your point is?
What I'm saying is, if you walked in and looked to the left, it's right there. Anybody, wherever you're sitting, folks, wherever you're at, if you're in your car, if you're at
home. I
was
in a big hurry.
Hold on. If you're in the kitchen, look to your left. Whatever you see would be the lawn chair.
Thank
that
you.
Would be,
thank you for taking
that would be
time.
The comparison.
Okay. Carry on.
So later, I'm talking to her, and she said, that's not the lawn chair I got you. The one I got you has armrests and this and that and that. She went not right to left. She walked into the storage unit, hanging from the ceiling. I have a backpack that has like a camper's chair connected to it. Just like it's a little chair that you would put outside a tent, you know, on my, and that's the one she took. And she said, "This isn't the chair I got you." And what the point I'm trying to make is, she doesn't listen unless it concerns her. If it concerns me, she really doesn't listen.
That one did concern me because the chair was to take.
Well, yeah, but if it's me telling you it or whatever,
no,
you don't care. You don't care. Like when I tell you where I'm working, I could. Where am I working tomorrow?
You're going to Boston's the week after.
Yeah, where am I going tomorrow?
I don't know.
Give me a fucking hundred times. Give you a hint. It's one of the 50 states.
That's hilarious. Oh, I know where you're going. It's Texas. I mean, yeah, isn't it?
No, tomorrow I'm going to New Orleans for one night.
Oh, right.
Friday and Saturday I'm in Texas.
Yeah, so
Sunday in Florida.
Okay.
Okay. But you didn't know it was New Orleans, which I've told you the story.
Yeah, I did know, but I. But you talk about these things a lot. It's hard for me to, like, my brain doesn't work in linear terms, like dates and stuff.
Okay, so.
So it's hard for me. Like, I know you're going to New Orleans because okay, you keep okay. saying it, but.
Then
did I know for sure that it was this week?
If you didn't look so pretty, I would be furious with you today. Then, I was calling her for 2 hours straight this morning. 2 hours, and she didn't pick up her phone once. And the old, oh, I'm at CrossFit. Enough with that excuse, because that's only 50 minutes. Over
no,
2 hours.
No, it's an hour. Why do you keep saying 50 minutes?
Because it's usually cut short.
No.
All right?
I just don't hang around post-work.
Okay, you know, like over 2 hours. So you're saying in a 2 to 3 hour span, not once should you have your phone next to you in 3 hours.
I know it's hard for someone no. who I understand that it's hard for someone who is addicted to their phone to understand.
I'm not addicted. I'm gonna
tell
you a story.
But I put it in my purse. I came home. I put my purse down, and then I made lunch for my mother and my sister and my daughter who came
home
from
school.
Was it
on ring or vibrate? Why wouldn't it be? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's on vibrate because I don't like my phone ringing out loud. I think it's rude when people...
In your house, it's rude where people... Where emergency... What if it was emergency? Yesterday, here's a perfect example. Now I'm getting mad. I call Bonnie. She didn't know. I pulled up right next to her. She was in her car, and I'm in mine, and I'm called her, and I looked at her, look at the phone, and then look up... Like, fuck him. I'm not even
answering. That's not true. I was getting my headphones out because I was in my car. What am I going to talk to you?
You were parked.
I know, but I was getting my headphones out to put in, to put on because I was about to pull out.
Yeah, wouldn't you first answer the phone and say, hold on, let me put my headphones on?
I was going to, but by the time that I would have done it, you cut off.
I watched her look at the phone.
Not true.
And
it's
go,
really not true. It would be funny true. If it was true, but it's not. It's not. That's not the way it happened. By the time I noticed it was ringing, I looked down. I had my headphones in my hand, and then I went like that, and you'd already cut off.
Okay, so
then I untangled my headphone.
Well, don't you think the natural thing to be would be stop, pick it up, and call back?
No, because when I put the headphone in, I put it on, I would have called you back, like within 1 second.
You know what? This is, I really.
We're just
think,
different people. We do things what differently. What?
You should not be allowed to have a cell phone. You should lose privileges.
Good. Take it away.
Because you don't know the whole concept of a cell phone. There's a concept. The concept is it's so people can get in touch with you like that, but in the blink of an eye.
But I forget about it.
Since you've had it. You don't keep it on. It's. This is a new day and age. Okay, this is where people communicate through texting, emails, phone calls, and it has to be.
You don't text back lots of times. You don't
I
text
always
back.
Do. I
no.
always do.
No.
Always do.
The other day one I time. Texted you and you didn't text back.
Oh really? Let's look at the phones. You want to bet?
Yeah.
What'd you text me the other day? I guarantee there's a text back because that's what I do.
No.
Because I'm responsible. And that's what it all breaks down to, responsibility.
Sometimes I write, I'm going to bed now. Good night. I love you. No text back.
That's because I'm on stage, and then when I get off, I don't want to wake you.
I appreciate that, but even in the morning, you don't text back.
Oh, really? In the morning, I call you when you get up. If I'm on stage and you go, I'm going to bed, I'm not going to get off stage because I look at when you text me at the time, and if it's within 5 or 10 minutes, I'll call you back. But if it's 40 minutes...
Which is annoying also because I'm going to bed.
No, you're not, because you're playing games for at least 20 minutes. So when
sometimes
you
I text you after I'm done that part.
That's never happened once. Mm-hmm. That's never happened
once.
No, it hasn't.
You've woken me up.
What's the... What? You know what? Pretty girls like you get away with lying so much
easier.
Why
do you think I'm pretty today? It's weird.
There's something about you, but you get away... Pretty girls get away with lying.
I must be ovulating.
They get away with lying, but I call you back. So I'm just saying, you know, maybe a little more responsibility in your life. I mean, you do other things.
A little more responsibility in my life?
Yeah. You don't...
Now
they
you
heard
need
me.
To step off. You need to step back. You need to reevaluate what you're saying.
I mean, you know, some of the important things.
How many rounds of golf did you do today?
How many rounds?
Or whatever you call it, holes, 36?
Yeah. You know why? Because I kept calling you to say, should I stay here or come home? But you didn't answer the phone. Because I would have came home if you needed me at home. I would have came home. I probably would have went down the beach with you guys.
Well, it's good that you didn't, because we did it almost complaint-free.
All right. I see you had no complaints at dinner tonight when I was there.
I had lots, but you were paying, so I kept them to myself.
Yeah. Name one complaint from dinner. Who got us free appetizers?
Oh, my God. You're ridiculous.
Got us free appetizers.
They must have your picture up at Houlihan's. This man will try to get something for free.
No. We ordered appetizers, and it took 35 minutes. 35 minutes for the appetizers. And all I did was ask the manager, I said, you know...
But you never cut him a break, man.
I did.
You always
I cut him a break, because I would have said something at 30 minutes. I cut him another, like, 7-minute break. I gave him to, like, 37 minutes. So I did cut him a break, because it shouldn't take a half an hour. But I even went to 37 minutes. Then I said to the manager, this seems kind of long for our appetizers. I was very polite. She said, yeah, I know. We're seeing... She already knew. She already had her eye on us, why we were sitting there so long. Because she said, I know, we're gonna find out what's going on. That's all. So then we'll get them out. So, and then they sent him out, and she says, the appetizers are on us. I go, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah, which is what you always do. That's your
MO.
Well,
they didn't have to. She said
you
no.
said, want to see me get some for free?
I never said
then
that.
Then you were like, hey, the appetizers take a long time. Then she said it, and then you're... And I said before this happened, and then he's going to say, no, no, it's fine. You didn't have to do that.
First of all, you just completely flat out lied. I never once said you want to see me get something for free.
You winked at everyone. Watch this, ladies and gentlemen.
See,
and then
you're painting the wrong. I paint the truth. You paint the lie. Okay. Why don't you put a truthful paintbrush in your hand and paint the truth like me? That's what I do. I paint the truth. I just...
Were we or were we not joking about getting something free?
I said, Houlihan's, you always get something free because they always fuck up. Even though the food's good.
Wow.
It's the food... Let me have a sip. The food is... Houlihan's is better than Fridays. It's between like Fridays and going out to a real nice restaurant. Right? Is that what you would say? How would you explain it?
The best restaurant on the planet. That's how I explain it.
There's no taste to this.
Something for everyone.
I'm waiting on a check from a project I did.
Oh, thanks for just going into something else. No, I like the way you do it. No, don't bother saying anything to me. Just no taste to this. I'm waiting on a check.
I'm waiting on a check. And I saw in the mailbox it was a check, and I was excited.
I bought a new pair of shoes. Oh, I'm sorry. Were you in the middle of something?
Those are nice shoes.
Oh, my God. An entire first half of the podcast. You never listen. You don't pay any attention to what I'm talking. And then, I'm waiting on a check. Stop chewing your gum into the mic. People really have a problem with it.
I know, I got it.
A lot of people stop listening. A lot, maybe one or two. But still, we can't afford to lose anybody.
I'm waiting on a check, and I look in the mailbox, and there's a check. And I'm excited, and I see it's from Riotcast. So I go, maybe it's the from Dollar Shave Club, because we never got our...
What?
We never got our Dollar Shave Club money.
Dollar AIDS Club.
Really? Now we're definitely not going to get it.
You don't pay us. We start the negative and marketing.
Then I open the check from Riotcast. $7. $7.
Kept it all to yourself, I guess.
I think it's somewhere laying.
Well, look at that. You can buy 7 razors. I don't know how it works, the Dollar Shave Club. After all those reads, I still have no fucking clue. Oh, yeah.
So I guess people are really going to Amazon and clicking.
Amazon. Go to Amazon. /. Type it in. Go to Riotcast. Then you can buy something. All the money comes directly to us.
Bonnie and I had a meeting with the network yesterday. It went pretty well. It was a lot of... We fucking killed in this meeting. Killed it. You get me and Bonnie in a meeting with fucking network people.
We will either kill it or not kill it.
Yeah. I think we've killed in meetings 9 out of 10 times. I mean, fucking...
Okay, this is the thing. I mean, when you say you killed on stage, you have some... You know, you can, you know, you've seen the people that went on before you. You see the people that go on after you. So you know where you sit. So when you say I killed it, you've seen a lot of comedy. You can kind of determine that. You don't sit in on other people's meetings.
Yes.
So you don't know what's going on.
Yes.
In another meeting.
Well, but that's where you're wrong.
Oh, okay. You have sat in on other people's meetings.
No, but I compare other comics' meetings to how some other comics do radio. And some comics that are great comics, you know, I keep seeing this fly around. And yesterday, Raina and I were in the supermarket, and Raina picks up and she goes, "Why don't we get these fly swatters? They were 2 for $1 And I'm going, "I don't want fly swatters. She said, "If I hit it and kill it, I don't want to knock flies, dead flies flying around my house, you know, flying and hitting the floor dead. But this fly is really bothering me, and I wish I bought that goddamn fly swatter now."
Rainer, great thing to bring up on the podcast, that's for sure. Scintillating information.
I'm just saying it.
On the edge of your seats, I bet.
No, I mean,
really?
I'm in deep thought, and then this stupid fly.
Well, I was thinking about buying curtains the other day. I said to myself, do we really need new curtains? I mean, shouldn't I just wash these ones? But then I look at them and I think, oh, I don't know if the stains will come out. I guess we should just buy new curtains, but should I wait till they're on sale?
Have you ever washed those curtains? Ever?
I believe I did one time. I washed them.
Then I came in the kitchen and the shade was all fucking... Anytime a shade falls down our house, she won't put it back up.
It was down?
No, it was all crumpled up.
No, I just tried to get it because I couldn't get it to stay up. So I rolled it up and stuck it up like that so that I could
it was
get,
all
I could get some. And my mom said, it's kind of crinkled like that. And I said, it's cheap shit. That's what I said. Who cares?
So I know in meetings, if other comics go into meetings, one, they don't have another person to play off of, unless it's two of them.
You're right about that. That's good math right there.
So
that means
some of the
you're thinking they have nobody to play off of unless there's two of them, or possibly three. Four might get a little too much.
Look at that, Bonnie. Bonnie's punchlines aren't always as strong as
usual. I'm trying to make this podcast somewhat entertaining, Mister. I thought I might buy a fly swatter. I didn't buy it. Or 2 for $1. Why didn't I buy it? I mean, I could if I had one now, I'd hit myself in the head with it. It was a stupid thing to do.
Didn't you say before that you were the flies attacking you? Didn't you?
Yeah, I said a fly attacked me. That's definitely a better story than should I have bought a fly swatter.
Well, if I had the fly swatter, it won't attack you again. I would have bought
it. I agree, and I understand that. But somebody has got to attempt humor in this podcast. If you want us to just do, yeah, let's go dry. Let's go super dry. Here we go.
We're not having sex.
And good. See, what? A joke. Your first one in the podcast. Congratulations.
Ever. In 100
yes.
In something episodes.
Jesus. Quite a setup. And he,
you know what my friend's mother
it.
Used to say? She used to walk around going, Jesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Well, she sounds like a real nice lady. Tell us more about her, Rich.
Well, she had 11 kids, and she just would walk around going, Jesus, Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Well, I hope you have more stories like that, because we are riveted.
Again, did I rivet you?
You've been riveting us since you first uttered testing.
My uttered testing? I don't think we're going to do a live show July 1st. I think we're going to wait till sometime in August, because every major act that we want is busy in July. In the beginning of July, you know.
On the 1st, that's all we care about.
You're yeah, but we can't
busy
find
in July. And then in the beginning of July, really more July 1st, between the hours of 7:30 and 9.
Well, but I think it's not definite, but I think we're going to do our live podcast.
No, it is definite.
Oh, really? At the Montreal Comedy Festival.
We've been asked to
do our podcast
at the
Montreal Comedy Festival. Who are we going to get to be our counselor?
We should always do the podcast like that, where it could be one person, but it's not. It's
I think we get Kindler.
No,
again.
You don't listen good enough to.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
Sorry. Who do you
think? Ladies and gentlemen. Let's replay that one more time. He said the word. You're not going to say it again?
What? What did I say?
Sorry.
I didn't say sorry, did I?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
There's going to be so
many. You did.
Many,
you just apologized for saying sorry?
There's going to be so many people to choose from to be our counselor up there. We'll have a couple. Alternate. Opie and Anthony will be up there. Kindler will be up there. Norton.
We're going to have Kindler come back. Oh, do a little update.
A little update, right? He sure. was our first. He was our first. Nope.
No.
He wasn't. Florentine was
Florentine was our first celebrity marriage counselor, but that we didn't do it live that
yes.
time.
No, we did it from here.
Which was much more awkward and real.
It was just like he sat in as a counselor.
He really
in our
was.
House.
He was like, he took it very literally.
He was good.
I think he improved our relationship. He's the only one who actually improved our relationship. Everyone else just made fun of us.
He helped us.
He really did.
We should get him back.
Yeah.
Weekly.
Yeah, we should have him back.
We should see if we could see Florentine weekly.
Yeah.
You know, come in to wherever he's at and just, you know, he'll have some chairs and we'll talk. And he'll sit there with a pad.
Yeah.
All right, it's starting to fizzle. Now
we should get him to do it again, though. I know, because we really shouldn't talk about what podcast we're going to do when we're doing a podcast. Like,
why?
That shouldn't be
you gotta,
part of the podcast.
It's pumping it up a little. Give it. It's planting the seeds so people know, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we left this meeting yesterday. I thought it went well. They got back to us, to our management today, and said, we are quite interested in Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss. And then we're going to go.
Wait, how do you know again? You've got to pick it up. This 36 holes of golf is not a good idea before a podcast. You're like this, quite interested in Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss. I mean, let's go.
Yeah, they
perk up.
They were pretty excited about us.
But how do you know that we were better again? I don't remember the answer.
Than other
to that.
People?
Yeah.
Because
stop! Please stop picking your toe while you do it. Please, Rich,
you
stop.
Can hear that?
Yes.
How do I know that we're better? Okay, I'll tell you. Don't give me hand signals to pick it up and step it up while you're doing your hair and leaning back. All right? If you're going to do your hair, do the stuff under your arms. Why don't you shave that once in a while? Why do you let it grow so long?
Because I can.
Raina was a big hit last week. They loved...
Oh, didn't we already talk about that?
No.
How did we not?
Because we didn't.
We didn't do a podcast since then? No. Saturday night, Rich and I did a show. And we brought Raina with us because we just have given up completely in life.
And well, we did a fundraiser in the theater.
For
it was
PBA,
nice.
Right?
Up in Hackensown.
Which is what?
New Jersey. What do you mean, which is what?
No, PBA.
Police Benevolent Association.
Right. So there's a lot of fucking policemen walking around.
Yeah.
Being benevolent for once in their lives. They're very nice.
Yeah, they are nice. They're they were very nice. And
I know, but I don't respond that well.
The host was great.
I try to do the opposite of what anyone's doing. So when people are nice, I'm a cunt. When they're assholey, I'm very nice. It's hard to.
Ooh, wow, you put a switch on
I'm
things.
So crazy.
Wait, first of all, I got a couple of things I want to talk about. All right.
Wait,
go.
So Raina goes on stage with Rich, grabs the mic.
At the
you
end
said,
of my
you said at the end of your set, you said, bring Raina out. Raina goes out on stage and says, hi, assholes. Got a huge laugh, then did not want to get off stage. Then, by the way, then you tried to do another joke. You did the setup wrong. That's why it was hard for her to answer.
What was the setup?
It was to say, I can't remember now the joke. Wait, was, why are you so, you're supposed to say, why are you so cute?
Yeah.
And then her answer is supposed to be, because I look like my mom. And then you say, who told you to say that? And she says, my mom.
Well, that's how I did it.
No, you didn't.
How did I do it?
I don't remember, but
I couldn't have done it any.
She, I saw, I could, I was like, oh, I when I was watching from backstage, I'm like, oh, he did the setup wrong. And then she tried to do it and couldn't, it didn't work. Let's admit that.
No.
That joke in particular did not work.
What are you, a stage mom? Were you?
I'm saying you did the setup wrong. That's why she had that lost look in her eye.
You just said you raised your hand like, oh my God.
I know, I was backstage like, oh, come on, guys. Let's get it together.
So tell them, and then Raina picked.
So then Raina went and did the raffle.
At the end of the show, there was a raffle.
She picked the number out, read the number off, and.
Out of the bag? She picked it out of a hat?
Is that an important part of the story?
I wasn't there. It was, I didn't
yeah,
see
no,
it.
Out of a chicken's asshole. That's where we kept the raffle tickets. Really?
I wasn't there.
Great. You should be a fucking talk show host. Great follow-up questions. Was that a hat? I ask the questions everyone wants to. Was it a bag or a hat or what? Holy shit. It's a fucking raffle. So after Rich is selling his CDs, sorry, anyways. Correct me when I say DVDs. He's selling his CDs, and Raina's sitting next to him, loving the limelight. And this woman comes up and gives her $20 and says, I won the raffle for $250, so I'm giving you
$276.
Good. I'm glad you've, once again, thank you for correcting me because this all matters in the story. And she gives Raina $20 for picking her number. And
that's what gamblers do.
I said, Raina, give it back. Don't take it. Give it back. And Raina turns and goes, now, mother, we mustn't be rude when someone's giving us a gift. So that was a little weird. That's really that story. That's really the end of that. She did write a nice note that said, because people were asking her to sign CDs, so then she wrote a note that said, $10 extra
for me to sign.
And then she spelled sign, S-I-N-E. And then she said something else. Oh, for pictures, an extra $6.
No.
Yes, to take
some pictures. Other lady gave her $10.
And then some other woman gave her $10 for.
So she got $30 that Bonnie took and never gave back to her.
I did.
No, I asked her yesterday. Did you get your $30?
I gave
bucks?
It to her today. Go ask her.
Oh. Well, yesterday, this was great. We didn't. I did a segment on Norton's TV show. Or whatever it is he's taping, which is a very big production. There must be a lot of money involved. Very, very big production, big crew, everything. And we took a cab home. We took a cab from uptown to midtown with a tell.
It was a car, not a cab.
Yeah, a car. Yeah, a car.
We weren't riding it. Look, folks. We weren't riding in a yellow cab.
In a car. We took a car to the show with the tell and Kurt Metzger. And there can't be two more fun people to be in a car with.
We trashed everyone because they hated
everything we hate.
Yeah.
Even
things that I've told you that I've been like, I'll never say this in public. Don't even try to get me to say it in public.
Uh-huh.
They were saying.
In public.
Yeah.
Well, great.
Public.
Kurt, I have a newfound, I mean, I always liked him, but a newfound respect for the hatred he has.
But he's so,
everything.
He was like walking around, you know, backstage where there was all these people around trashing big comedians, you know, without caring if people heard him. I was like, not that I would care if anyone heard me, but like in that way, but I don't know.
We're not going to say the comedian.
It comes out as sour grapes so often.
No,
if you trash someone who's famous, it's like
not if you point out the truth. If you point out, look, there's so many famous actors and actresses that do shitty movies, and you'll call them on it.
Yeah, but you can call them on that because you're not in that profession, and so it doesn't seem like you're just jealous or angry. Because you didn't get that far.
Well, I'm sure other actors go, oh, that movie stunk from so-and-so.
Probably not publicly. I mean, probably not even to... No, I don't think they do.
Well, comics. That's why comics are comics, because we say what's on our mind. But Attell is just fucking funny. Funny. He doesn't... He really doesn't think he's as funny as he really is. I mean, I guess it's like me, you know, when you're at that level.
Oh my God. You basically just said you're a genius.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think I'm a genius. I guess I am, but I don't see it. You know, that's...
It is weird. Like when you are a genius, like sometimes you'll do genius stuff. You know, that was genius. But overall... Well, you know, it's just you don't feel like, you know, because other aspects of your life, you're not a genius. You know what I mean? But, you know, when push comes to shove in comedy, Kurt Metzger.
No, I'm glad you finished rambling practically incoherently on the topic of your genius there. That was true brilliance. And then picks his nose for his ending to really, you know, I gotta go.
All right, so here's the deal. Friday and Saturday, I'll be in Houston, Texas at the Hard Rock Cafe. I think it's a Hard Rock or Planet Hollywood.
Uh-oh.
Hard Rock.
Uh-oh.
It's on my website.
Oh, man.
RichVoss.com. Hard Rock Cafe. Friday and Saturday. In Houston. Let's fill the room up. I don't come to Houston often or ever. Sunday, I'm in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, somewhere. Look that up. And next weekend, big Boston. Next weekend, Boston at what's that club called? Laugh Boston?
I don't know. It was good. Laugh Boston.
Laugh
good.
Boston. Next weekend. 26, 27, and 28.
And then
I want to pack that out.
Coming home on the 29th?
Yeah. Why?
I want to do something fun for your birthday.
My birthday's the 30th.
Oh, right. Yeah, let's do something fun on the 30th.
So this weekend, Hard Rock in Houston.
What are we going to do on the 30th?
I don't know. I thought you had something planned. Go to New York.
Oh, I was going to get a thing. I didn't get one yet.
What?
To go to a nice restaurant.
Then what was all this? You had to go to New York for
stuff.
Oh, that's
for your present. That's for your present. That's something different. That's something different. That's a gift.
And your emails I couldn't look at.
That's a gift.
Oh.
This weekend, I'm getting you a nice gift this year.
All right. So here's the deal. This weekend, Houston, Pretty sure it's the Hard Rock Cafe. Go to my website. Next weekend, 26, 27, 28, Laugh Boston. Great club. Great fucking club. And then Montreal Comedy Festival. Doesn't look like July 1st is going to happen for the live show, but that's okay.
We'll keep you posted. Check our Twitter feeds. I'm at Bonnie McFarlane. This is at Rich Voss. And we're at goodbye. Hashtag next time. Au revoir.
All right. Now go kick your family out of our room so we can watch the end of Fargo.
Bye.
Goodbye. Good night. Wait, go get Raina. I want her to do a minute.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.